Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And strategic direction 7. I think I've got them all up now. A culture of inclusion and civility. This is a new strategic direction and one that we are giving more than lip service. Now, more than ever, people need to address difficult issues with good intentions. Look for events planned by our newly formed Office of Public Policy, beginning with a debate on the Electoral College, Wednesday, October 11th, and it should be good.
This is Dr. Martha Saunders, of course, the president of University of West Florida. In her State of the University, address late last week that I finally got around to watching yesterday. And, you know, a lot of very normal kinds of comments about the university and growth and the things that they're trying to accomplish. This is interesting. You remember when they were passing the law last year, in Tallahassee, that would require a presentation of different sides of important issues to the students, like these, you know, a series on civic education and engagement is kind of the principle of it. They weren't going to tell you, I don't think, what to do, but they were going to say, you know, this needs to be done. It needs to be done in a fair and balanced way, as opposed to kind of, you know, classroom presentations, which are often, you know, very one-sided based on the biases, prejudices, or just beliefs of the instructor. So the first one is going to be next Wednesday, and it's going to be on the Electoral College. Looks really interesting. A couple of professors are going to be debating or discussing the validity, usefulness, utility, the modern, you know, applicability of the Electoral College. So that's next Wednesday on the UWF campus. You can get information about that at uwf.edu. Martha Saunders also talking about some of the other things that they're wanting to do.
We're involved in stadium planning and have consultants working with us on the best approach to that project.
Okay, so they are looking into expanding to a full-blown stadium for the football team.
Campus life enhancements will include more emphasis on walkability and a pedestrian safety. And a new capital campaign launching in the spring will bring much needed assistance in the form of scholarships.
All things that make sense. And then sort of, it wasn't the final thing, but I'm going to talk about this a little bit. Here was one of the last things that she mentioned.
The Sansing Sports Medicine Center is underway. A new campus gateway is about to get started, and it will help people know when they get here they have arrived at the University of West Florida.
So they're building a new gateway welcome kind of sign to the University of West Florida. So I requested if there was any rendering yet. I wasn't sure if there would be, because it seemed like the kind of thing that might be in the conceptual phase only, or, you know, that if they're going to start construction, maybe they're still working on design. So I contacted UWF, communications, and they said, no, we got a design. We know what it's going to look like. So they sent me the design. And now having looked at it, I can tell you that it's basically sort of a semicircle, like you would see around an auditorium or like a stage out in the open. It doesn't have the stage part, but you would see the flags and UWF and the shell. And, there's kind of 4, 5, 6 steps that people can kind of walk up on. And it's really vivid. So I asked the follow-up question, which is, well, that looks like it's at the intersection of Campus Drive and University. Is that going to be next to the hedges? Or is that going to be to replace the hedges? I was told it's to replace the hedges. So, you know, the big manicured UWF landscaping when you come onto campus and it's got those, you know, big UWF letters in green. Apparently that's going to go away and this is going to be in its place. And no disagreement that the thing they're putting in is nice, but I really like the hedges. And I didn't go to UWF. I'm not a graduate or an alum or anything like that, but I always thought that was neat. I always thought that was really unique. And I asked my wife, she's like, oh, that's a shame. I love the hedges. Candy, the hedges, or here, they can't see it, but that's going to be the new one.
Oh, I like them both. The hedges were great too. That's gorgeous though.
I feel like I wish there were a way to do both. because it feels like...
Well, I think the campus's nature will speak for itself because it's beautiful all over.
True.
But I hear you. I love those hedges. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So
yeah.
This is the news out of the... one of the news items out of the State of the University address is that the UWF welcome hedges are going to be going away. And instead, we're going to get a sort of concrete gray UWF flags and whatnot welcome center that's... maybe to some a little bit more obviously the welcome moment. I was actually hoping they might do more of a like an arch with pedestals on the side of the road. You know, a lot of times when you go onto a campus, you have that kind of feel like you're entering the gateway to the campus or whatever, but no. So I'll put these up on the Facebook page so you can see them later. But, you know, again, I personally feel a little bit sad about this decision. I didn't think there was anything wrong with the hedges. I like the hedges. They're kind of unique. But you tell me what you think. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And speaking of university, PSC Warrington campus a little backed up on 98. And Corey Station is backed up. Chiefs Way is backed up past Warrington. And then the side street near Pete Moore, Prieto and Twin Oaks, that you can kind of drive around to try to make your shortcut. That's also backed up completely, so be careful. Corey's just a little slow getting in this morning. 437-1620 if you have your traffic tips, and thank you for texting that in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is 6:16, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, if you've got a nice vehicle that you paid a little extra for because it's an import, it's a Beamer, it's a Porsche, it's a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Lexus, you might think, hey, I got to get that serviced at the dealership. That's the only people who can do it. No, that's not true. And especially if that dealership is across the water one way or across the land the other way or wherever it is, if it's not here, it's not convenient, right? Plus, it's time, cost of travel, and then cost at the dealership. It's never cheaper to go to the dealership, right? So here's the thing. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these vehicles all the time. No problem. Also, diesel engines, same thing. You might think you got to go to the dealership because that's a little different. It is, but they work on those. Or any other car, you know, your domestic made, your gasoline engine, whatever the case may be. If you've got a car, they know how to work on it. The philosophy is kind of represented in their website name, carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car where they want you to bring it in when it's, you know, well, like well visits for your car, right? That's the idea. That's when you do the preventative scheduled maintenance and you make sure it's actually well, that it's not actually suffering for something you haven't noticed yet. So whatever the make, the model, the type of car that you've got, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they'll work on it right here on Davis Highway.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's the last month to bring out a blanket and lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Crosstown, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock and blues. Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Crosstown.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Congregation, I have good news. This week is an all-celebration edition of the Transgressors Memorial Service. The first item of praise this week is for the creative geniuses at Who Gives a Crap, a company that produces toilet paper that is 100% recycled paper or bamboo. Aside from being obviously awesome, Who Gives a Crap has now joined the information battle for the future of our planet by releasing an updated version of Winnie the Pooh, the Deforested Edition, which has all the stories from the original Milne classic, now in the public domain after its copyright expired, but in this version, all the pictures show the 100-acre wood in its modern, deforested condition. So Owl's house is a stump, Pooh Bear's house is not there, Piglet's tree is missing, and there isn't enough foliage left in Six Pines Grove to make Eeyore's house, let alone supply a decent game of Pooh Sticks. Thus, the happy-go-lucky world of imaginary stuffed animals come alive with lighthearted antics and personality contrast has now successfully transformed into the vivid imagery of despondent planetary despair, as if Pooh and all his friends were living in the reality Eeyore experiences every day. This product beautifully honors Proctor's 15th Lesson in Cultural Appropriation, Geneva Revised Edition 2J, which teaches us that good propaganda always takes beloved cultural tokens and reimagines them in line with the values of the hour. It also follows Eikenberry's fourth dictum, wherever you find simple joy, eradicate it. Nothing undermines our power more than moments of guilt-free happiness. A twofer! Of course, we do still have concerns about the social structure of the 100-acre wood, with a white male Christopher Robin so arrogantly assuming a patriarchal, Caucasiarchal, and humanarchal leadership role without so much as a free and fair election. Also, we don't like the xenophobic implications related to Heffalumps and Woozles, who are likely just cross-border migrants fleeing political persecution and seeking asylum in the 100-acre knot of wood anymore. But of course, those and other concerns pale in comparison to the planetary threat from climate change, and progress on that cause is our issue uber alles. Woe unto all who offend. Second, kudos to Gavin Newsom, who this week appointed LaFonza Butler, the head of Emily's List, an organization that works to get pro-choice Democrat women elected, to fill out her U.S. Senate term of the late Dianne Feinstein. Yes, not only is LaFonza a justice warrior by her actions, but she is also, and far more importantly, the first black female LGBTQIA2S+ senator in U.S. history. What? And to know that Governor Newsom actually promised to nominate someone precisely because of her skin color, gender, and orientation over anything else just makes us want to momentarily bask in the glory of this momentous moment of mounting momentum. But wait, there's more. As great as it is to celebrate the first black lesbian U.S. senator in history, even if she had to be appointed instead of getting elected, let's not let our jubilation make us overlook all the other reasons we have to rejoice. In addition to all of her solid token representations and certified acronymical identity, Senator Butler is also the first left-handed, youngest of three, mother with a daughter, born south of the Mason-Dixon line but lives in Maryland until she officially relocates to California, taller than 5'10 but under 250 pounds, with a mole on her right arm, a birthmark on her left hip, who finished seventh in her class at Jackson State University, vegetarian, WNBA fan who also one time snuck into both an Indigo Girls and a Run DMC concert and loves to read George R.R. Martin novels, black lesbian U.S. senator. Bask in that glory. Now, it's true. She has got around $300,000 in net worth. But don't hold that against her, since she's made all of her money as a union organizer and a highly paid executive at a nonprofit, Emily's List. It's not like she was in the filthy business of making products or services for people. So celebrate the day and the lengthy list of boxes that Senator LaFonza Butler checks off. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, we want to praise the fine and courageous work being done at Red Balloon, a job recruiting website that recently published an ad that honestly, I just can't say enough about. In case you don't recall, there was a delightful Super Bowl 33 commercial in 1999 from Monster.com that really inspired young people with the ideals of corporate life and how to fit into a nice, healthy cubicle owners association and submit to authority like a good government bureaucrat would.
When I grow up, I want to file all day.
I want to claw my way up to middle management.
Be replaced on a whim.
I want to have a brown nose.
I want to be a yes man.
Yes woman.
Yes sir. Coming sir.
Anything for a raise sir.
When I grow up,
I want to be underappreciated.
Be paid less for doing the same job.
I want to be forced into early retirement.
What a wonderful expression of the joys of corporate life. That ad made me so proud to be a third-generation Scrivener's Error Remediator. Well, now in honor of that pro-job ad, Red Balloon has produced their own version. Here, take a listen. This is inspiring.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
This is just so beautiful. It brings a tear to my virtue-signaling eyes. Listen again as these children proclaim their undying aspirational devotion to the values of our congregation.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
The awareness, the cancellations, the beauty of self-inflicted censorship and the power of fear in a social setting. I'm not sure I can take much more of this idyllic vision.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist. I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
Now, other than that last question, which indicates the young man may have missed out on some of his third-year basic gender identity indoctrination, this is just plain inspiring. So in honor of Red Balloon, we just want to say how proud we are at how they turn children into propaganda advocates for embracing our way of life. Truly glorious. Wait, what? Just a moment. Say that again? What do you mean sarcastic? Satire? Oh, goodness. Folks, I'm getting a very upsetting message in my earpiece from the senior two-star Wokeadoxy enforcer level 3 at home office, who's always monitoring our proceedings to assure uniformity of thought in my comments, and he says the commercial is satire? I don't understand. How can such devout children be a form of satire? They're just eloquently and clearly representing young wokeites everywhere. How could this be anything other than just sincere?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
Oh no. Dear brethren, sistren, and otherin, I am so profoundly sorry. I did not realize this company was using that villainous device of irony in a misguided and heretical attempt to poke fun at everything we believe in. I confess I thought they were being sincere. And in my defense, I was only practicing the fifth precept of wokeness: satire and comedy have no place in our system. These devices promote innovative thought, self-reliance, and the questioning of authority, the three most dreaded capabilities to ever threaten the wokeson. So, with my sincerest apologies, I hereby cast out Red Balloon and the writers of satire everywhere and subject myself to punishment. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please be sure to check the postings for your entertainment media assignments this week. With the writer's strike resolved, you may safely resume watching Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and Saturday Night Live so that you can receive your valuable midweek training and indoctrination between Friday memorial services. If you think you've been assigned to Seth Meyers by mistake, just remember, it's our duty to support all the unfunny shows equally, just to make sure the networks are never tempted to put any conservative content on the air. It's happened before, you know, and we must ensure it never happens again.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal, and go forth and transgress no more.
I think I might have gone a bit long in that one. Sorry. You want to tell them about traffic, Candy?
Corey's still backed up, so use caution there, including that side road that you use to get into past Pete Moore, past Warrington. Prieto and Twin Oaks, you can also... it's going to be a little while before you get into Corey. 437-1620, you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're in jack wagon.
100 Acre Knot of Wood anymore, huh?
I love
David
it.
David will have
what
your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, a candidate for House Speaker to replace Kevin McCarthy, has former President Trump's endorsement announced on social media last night. Jordan earlier on Fox says he thinks he can bring Republicans together.
And more importantly, once we get that done, to do the work that needs to be done on the border, on crime, on inflation, on all these issues we have to address, I think I can do that. That's why I decided to run.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is the other declared candidate for Speaker. The September jobs report comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
According to economist surveys, U.S. employers likely added 170,000 jobs last month, which is less than August's stronger than expected tally of 187,000. While the unemployment rate is seen slipping to 3.7%, down from 3.8% in August.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, a strong jobs report could increase the chance of an interest rate hike to dampen inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is partly cloudy and 73 degrees in Pensacola. Former area dentist Dr. Charles Stamatolis has been released from jail. He was released on Saturday after serving 9 months on a misdemeanor battery charge. He'd been convicted of inappropriately touching an employee, also pleaded no contest on charges of inappropriately touching several patients at his dental practice. Stamatolis now still facing a civil case relating to that matter, and he's now awaiting his next court appearance on a felony perjury charge. One person was taken to the hospital after a house fire on the far north side of the county yesterday. Fire units were called to a home on Lambert Bridge Road in McDavid Thursday. That home was fully engulfed by the time firefighters got there. One person taken to the hospital. No other injuries reported in that case. That fire still under investigation. Pensacola is looking for an additional $4 million for upgrades to the Fricker Neighborhood Center.
What we would see is a potential future at Fricker where there would be a career source, community health, those types of engagements right there at the neighborhood, at the community center.
And the city's already secured a $5.5 million grant for Hurricane Sally recovery, but they do believe additional funds would enable them to not just rebuild, but to rebuild with something that the community really needs. Well, a Pensacola man now charged for a fatal shooting that happened on Massachusetts Avenue last year. 41-year-old Jeremy McConico has been extradited to Escambia County from a federal prison in Texas to face the charge. He's accused of shooting a man on the 900 block of Massachusetts back in March of 2022. Escambia County says wait times are still a big issue for our EMS system. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore tells News Radio one big problem is people calling for an ambulance when they really should just be going to their primary care doctor or to an urgent care facility.
We have an abnormally high call load compared to EMS systems our size. Usually, some of the EMS systems our size and to the east of us, they're running, 15,000, 20,000 calls a year. We're running around, 66,000 calls a year.
And Gilmore says that many people call for an ambulance for non-emergency situations, believing they'll go to the front of the line at the emergency room, which he says is not actually the case. Gilmore says after arriving in the ambulance, non-emergency cases still end up waiting in line at the ER. Construction work is now done on that new multi-use building over at Ashton-Brosnahan Park. It's a $2.7 million building. It provides restrooms and locker room facilities for sporting events. It also features a large open space on the first floor. You can rent that out for meetings or parties, other events as well. Second floor, including meeting and office spaces. Escambia County officially plans to cut the ribbon for the building here in just a couple of weeks. And that's just in time to put it to use at the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament, which, by the way, broke records with attendance last year and brought in millions of dollars in economic impact. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, watching Corey Station, and it's backed up. Let me double check that that's still the case. It was backed up past Chiefs Way, like the whole direction of Chiefs Way this morning, and then the side street that you used to get on. And then it is still backed up. Twin Oaks, Prieto is still backed up, and Chiefs Way backed up past Warrington this morning, as is Warrington trying to get on to Pensacola. NAS Corey Field. So use caution, or Corey Station, rather. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
30% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. Breezy conditions on Saturday as a cold front brings some cooler air into the area. 70 degrees for your high Saturday. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For Sunday, high near 76, mostly sunny skies. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 55. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Well, bring on that cold front. That sounds nice. Right now, it is 636, 73 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal says MGM Resorts International refused to pay a hacker's ransom demand in a September cyber attack that threw its Las Vegas Strip resorts into chaos and crippled its properties and technology nationwide. Service disruptions from the attack and efforts to resolve the issue will cost the company more than $100 million. The shutdowns caused by the cyber attack on September 10th hobbled slot machines, interrupted online hotel bookings, and required hotel workers to check in guests using pen and paper for days. MGM's decision not to pay hackers is in line with guidance from the FBI. Facing questions from Congress last week about the Maui wildfires that killed 98 people, Hawaiian Electric CEO Shelley Kimura repeatedly referred to what she described as a robust wildfire mitigation plan the company has spent 4 years developing. She said the plan was finalized in January, but state power regulators say they hadn't seen it until very recently. And that's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at pinair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The candidates, the primaries, is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'm kind of in awe. I'm seeing these yellow shirts walking in. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm about to get voted out. I don't know. Wow. Thanks, Commissioner Kohler.
I didn't think you were old enough to be a silver senior there, Mr. Chairman.
But... Well, it's at Brownville. It's your district, too.
I have never, ever seen Commissioner Lumen May so, like, flustered and just kind of unsure what to do with himself as yesterday during the agenda review. They were just going on doing their business, and the agenda reviews have been, I mean, very fast under Lumen May, like, you know, an hour at most, 45 minutes, something like that, because he was just up there, and this big group of older black ladies comes in wearing these yellow shirts. It clearly are people that he knows, and he's so, like, I don't know why they're here. I don't know what's going on. Somebody help me.
I am without words because I didn't know that these ladies in yellow shirts with my auntie and my mama and my godmama and Ms. Williams that raised me would be here tonight. I don't know why. I don't know if we're going to have a landfill or somebody's going to come up against me, Jeff. I don't know why they're here.
You can hear it. Like, he's completely flustered.
Let me just start by thanking these ladies because I've had an awesome opportunity to serve and did not know y'all were coming. This is a surprise. I hope it doesn't cost me money after
you're taking them all out to dinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't have any discretionary money.
I mean, I don't know either, but I think we need to invite them up so they can talk.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we are going to absolutely let them talk because Claire's always late. Maybe she didn't get the food over to the center when they need it.
So, just, you know, I didn't know where this was going. I think, obviously, Commissioner May did not know where this was going.
Robert, you mentioned Baptist Hospital Transition. So, when you look at these ladies, Ms. Eleanor, Ms. McCreary, Ms. Williams, these ladies sacrificed their last 40, 50-plus years of working in a hospital to make sure that people were fed, to make sure that rooms were clean, and it was just an honor to be there with them. Last week as Baptist Hospital transitioned.
So my understanding is it's a political organization of sorts. I mean, not like the official kind, but like just a group of ladies, but also who worked at Baptist, worked in the, you know, the cafeteria there and served people, and also, you know, friends and family of his, right?
I can publicly say it because I hadn't filed for office, but, you know, we win at unprecedented numbers, Ms. Leola. We won at 78%, 81%, and 90-plus percent. And we win these races without campaigning because of these ladies, because of their commitment to the community.
So then the question was, see, they had come in late, like they were done with the public forum portion, and they were there during the regular part of the meeting. It was just kind of an, you know, you wouldn't normally have, the public doesn't typically speak during the agenda workshop anyway, so it's like kind of a double whammy. But he's like, all right.
So I love y'all. I don't know why y'all here. Y'all know I ain't got a lot of money today, but I'm going to lean on my colleagues to give me some money to buy y'all dinner after it's over. But for me, it means a lot, Auntie Nicole, that these ladies are here. That means a lot to me. And so, Ms. Moyer, certainly we're going to let two or three of y'all speak. Didn't know this, but I'm going to do it. One of the things you get to do when you're the chairman, you can make the rules. And so we're certainly going to make the rules for these ladies tonight.
So he brings them up, kind of brings them up, or at least celebrates them all, you know, making a big deal out of these women, which, I mean, is perfectly appropriate.
But would you ladies please stand, and would y'all join me in giving these ladies who have sacrificed, who worked at Baptist, who have done great work. All right.
and have done so much great work. Miss Vet, all of your auntie, Miss Eleanor. Miss Eleanor, raise your hand. 47 years. I mean, if you worked at Baptist past 20 years, raise your hand. Ms. McCrary, you worked past 20 years. Raise your hand, John. Ms. Williams, raise your hand. Thank you so much. Ladies, I appreciate what you are doing in our community.
And he goes on to just talk about, you know, like how important they are. And all. I mean, you're like, this is a lot. I know, it's a lot. It was a big section of the meeting yesterday, but trust me, there's a payoff to this. It was very interesting.
I tell y'all, I fight like hell, and that's on television. My mother didn't like for me to curse, but I tell you, whether y'all hear or not, I continue to fight for our community, and I continue to fight for the next generation because of you. So I don't know, Ms. Marie, Ms. Leola, one or two of y'all, if y'all want to come and have a word, you can. Everybody else can sit down. Don't act like you in church because we got to get out of here. I'm trying to have short meetings, and so whoever would like to come speak, you're welcome to speak.
You know, I'm a member of a Baptist church, so I always have something to say.
In case you couldn't make it out, I'm the member of a Baptist church, so I always have something to say. So what did they come to say? I'll tell you in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is neat. Very moving. Corey Station, as you're trying to get onto Corey Station, it's still backed up. It looks like Chiefs Way is backed up and Twin Oaks and Prieto, all of the ways to get in. So caution there.
I'm sorry. We just got a text in saying Corey is good now and keep up the great work, Candy. Just
okay.
Got that text.
I know. It's still okay. The map I have is still slow, so that's, you know, as am I. As we take a look, it looks like 98 is accident free, not showing any problems on I-10, I-110, and certainly if you have any traffic tips, text them in if you could. And thank you. It's 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Also, it's my time to shine.
Shine on.
Okay. I'm just kidding. This is great.
I know. So back to the, what were the silver seniors, the ladies in the yellow shirts showing up at the commission meeting yesterday to do? Leona Snow, she says.
Tonight we have the senior citizen, the Brownsville Silver Seniors. We are just here tonight to support District 3 Commissioner Luma May and to let you know how much we love you and we are just so proud of the outstanding job that you are doing in Brownsville. Well, in your district, but primarily in Brownsville, we are just so happy to have the Brownsville Community Center there. And the job that you are doing, making Brownsville a cleaner, safer, and better place to live.
So they showed up just to be sweethearts. Like, they were just there to be a blessing to him and publicly say how much they appreciated him.
We started off with about 10 people, and I think we're up to about 45 now. We have women's. We're looking for men. No, none have joined yet. But
that's
have
the problem with you old women. Y'all always looking for men.
That's the problem with you. I think he said you old women. Y'all women, I don't know. Anyway, that was funny. So,
Commissioner May.
Oh, hold on just a second. Let me make this a little bit louder.
Commissioner May, we thank you for your vision. Thank you for your dedication and your commitment, not just to District 3, but to all of Escambia County. So please continue to do the job that you're doing for the city of Pensacola. We love you and we appreciate you.
Love you. Thank you, Ms. Leola. Ms. Leola, thank you for those kind words. You're never that kind on the campaign trail, so I appreciate it.
Hey, Lumen, I think you owe her dessert.
Oh, I owe dessert? Oh, no. You've never been in the strategy meetings with her. It's tough. Yeah.
See, this is what it was at this part of the sort of incident that I started to think this is really useful, because not just because it's like positive and fun and, you know, you don't get to hear that kind of stuff in the county commission meetings an awful lot, but also, okay, take this the right way. I thought this was I thought this was a particularly great Black moment, because you have, it's like a congregational experience. It's like a, we're all friends and I know all these people and they support us and everybody's like friend and gets along, and respect for these women and the role of women in the Black community. Like, that's how I interpreted it. Was not just this cool thing that was happening at the county commission, but really starting to get a, you know, for white people who may not know this, getting a slice of insight into, you know, sort of Black psychology and understanding Lumen May's perspective on things and the role that, you know, particularly older Black women play in the Black community. Like, that's what I valued out of this, in addition to it just being a cool, neat moment. I thought it was very revelatory, and that's kind of why I wanted to share it. Here, in fact, you know, he there was one woman, I did not catch her name because she didn't say it, but listen to this.
Give an honor to the board.
we give a special honor to you, Loma May, today, chairperson. We are here just to show our love to you today. That's why we are here. We know that you're a completely surprised, and we wanted you to be, because we just wanted to show our love to you, and I'll let you know that we appreciate all the things that you do for us, for the community.
I mean, just wonder, and then listen to this comment from Lumen afterwards.
These ladies are important. First of all, my mother's important to me, and my aunt's important to me, and that they participate in this program. And I can just tell you, 90% of these ladies helped raise me, coming from a little poor boy from Morris Court. And these ladies, when we didn't have food at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, they would bring food, Ms. Eleanor, over to the church. When we couldn't afford custodial supplies, they came over from that hospital and helped clean our church that my father built. And so it means a lot to me what we do. And I tell you what, I remember sitting in church, Auntie, with many of y'all, and y'all sang way too long and made me ready to go. And everybody knows I suffer with anxieties. I don't like long things, but
so much just love and support. And you understand the history and why some of the bonding that happens through difficult times, right? And then, you know, I know the white commissioners, you know, they're trying to jump in and, you know, say something, and that's fine. Stephen Barry.
Well, congratulations, Commissioner. You set a bar for a contested primary. Now you've set a bar for community support coming to support you with nothing on the agenda. So, you know, congratulations, buddy. Don't get any better than that.
And then Commissioner May's sort of final comments on all this, which is kind of funny but appropriate.
These ladies never come ask for zoning changes. These ladies never ask for, you know, outside agency funding. They never ask for anything. They do it because they want it to be better for their family, and so we appreciate it.
It wasn't an agenda item. It's not a county business item. It's just one of those moments that I was like, man, that was so cool to watch. Candy's like, you okay?
It's like, feel like you made up for your stupid transgressors memorial. That's beautiful. And Lumen May's just said, yeah. We have some amazing people in this community. Everybody in that meeting. That's great.
And the kind of bond, representation, affinity
that
people in District 3, particularly black people in District 3, have for Commissioner May, like, you know, 90% wasn't an accident, right? And just, that's something to just understand about the world. And, you know, wouldn't that be, can you imagine what an honor to be able to receive something like that from the people who raised you? Like, it's just a great moment. So, 652 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about your next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to get a good quality, almost new car, a year, 2-3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. You know, the kind of cars that, like, really the only difference between that and a new car is the time between it was manufactured and you got it in a couple of miles, and maybe it doesn't have that use, that new car smell anymore. So what? It's still a great quality car. That's the kind I like to buy. Dave Ramsey recommends same thing, because you buy that car and then you can drive it for a long time and you never have to worry about doing it again. But I do know that when I get ready to move on, I will go back to Frontier and be like, all right, remember this one you sold me 15 years ago? You know, here we trade that one in, and then I get to get another 1 or 2 year old car that's in great condition. That's how I look at it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival is coming October 4th through the 8th. Over 19 different venues and over 100 songwriters playing the songs they wrote and the stories behind each song. A full weekend of listening to writers like Thompson Square.
Are you gonna kiss me all night?
Grammy winner Jim Moose Brown.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Andy Griggs, Jamie O'Neill, and many more. The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, October 4th through the 8th. Get more at PensacolaBeachSongwritersFestival.com.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. First City Arts Center's 17th annual Pumpkin Patch is Friday and Saturday at the FCAC campus. Choose a hand-blown glass and handcrafted pumpkin and support local artists. See firstcityart.org for more. Soaring excitement and thrilling musicality come together for opening night of the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's 98th season, Saturday night at the Sanger Theater. See PensacolaSanger.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
For gallon gas, 374. Florida average is 350. Mississippi is 318. And California is 587. If you're in Navarre, 315 east of the Walmart, 309 west of the Walmart. Going through Tiger Point, 312 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 339 in Gulf Breeze proper. Those prices haven't moved. 360, well, I mean, yes, in Gulf Breeze proper hasn't declined. Everybody else is dropping like a bomb. 316 at CEFCO in Milton. Same at the P Ridge Murphy. 319 at the stations in Pace. I think that was a dime higher yesterday. On 9 Mile, the Walmart is 303. 307 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. We're almost below $3 again. 315 at the Navy Murphy station. So there you go for your gas prices. Candy has traffic on the fives. Candy?
We're still getting reports that Corey is backed up, and my map is showing it too. But you can go through the commissary gate and save some time. And so thank you for texting that in. That's a great tip. Also, there is a train at Olive in Old Palafox, and that's slowing things down a little bit. The gentleman I was talking to said he had to turn around and go down Davis, and so that's something to watch out for. I appreciate the trains, but we've all been behind them, and you know, but we appreciate what everybody does. 437
without a bazooka.
Man, you know, I lived in Molino. It was hard. Like, I got my groceries. They're going to melt. I'll die. 437-1620 if you have your traffic tips. And thank you so much for calling and texting them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's got our headlines.
Oh,
David?
You get to do news finally.
Well, prosecutors in Wisconsin say an armed man was arrested twice yesterday after going to their state capitol armed. Capitol Police in Wisconsin say Joshua Pleasnik went to the governor's office first with a holstered pistol when he was arrested. And then later on that night, after being released, he returned with a rifle, was arrested a second time.
And his name was Pleasnik?
Pleasnik, yes.
All right, just move on. Okay, fair enough.
About 75,000 healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente are still on strike. No agreement's been reached there yet. Negotiations are going to continue. And the speculation continues over whether Donald Trump could potentially be the next Speaker of the House. Reports say he's planning on visiting House Republicans on Capitol Hill just ahead of that speakership election.
I say, I'm not too sure I like your speculation there, son.
Speculation is my specialty.
It's your speciality.
Yes.
So Trump is now endorsing Jim Jordan for this role, which is going to, I mean, that would be a very, very interesting thing. We'll be back in just a minute.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.